Hello, this is Howard Snyder for The Gadgeteer. I had a comment on my post. Someone inquired if the E-Meat M2 is as loud as one of the Jabra units. I have the E-Meat M2 and a Jabra Speak 410 hooked up to the same laptop, and I'm going to play the same track through both units. This is the track through the E-Meat M2.
Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I'm afraid no one is available at the moment. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay, I rewound and now I'm going to change the output to the Jabra. Both these units are at 100% volume, and both of the units are at 100% volume from the computer and also on the units themselves. So this is the Jabra.
You as soon as possible. I'm afraid no one is available at the moment. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I'm afraid no one is able to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message giving your name and...
I'll go back to the E-Meat.
I'm afraid no one is available at the moment. Please leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. I'm afraid no one is able to take your call at the moment. Please leave a...
So it sounds like the E-Meat is actually a little bit louder than the Jabra 410. That is probably because the E-Meat M2 is designed differently than the E-Meat M1, which I believe had the speaker at the base. So I think some of the concerns people have had about the volume out of the E-Meat have been addressed in their latest product offering. This is Howard Snyder for The Gadgeteer, signing out.